Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
All right, 10 minutes past 9 on this Thursday morning. Ask any of the people running for governor of Michigan what their main priority is. And if it's not their number one, it's probably their number two priority, and that is education. Improving education in Michigan. And so they all want to do it, but how do they want to do that? The approach is a little bit different from each candidate. Joining us right now, the Detroit Bureau Chief of Chalkbeat, which is a an education news organization, Lori Higgins, who's talked to all of the gubernatorial candidates and joins us right now. Lori, good morning.
Good morning.
Just throwing money at education isn't enough, is it?
No, it definitely isn't enough, although I think there are a lot of concerns about whether or not Michigan is adequately funding schools, and particularly some of the neediest kids. But no, just throwing money at it isn't enough.
Let's start on the Republican side. You spoke with John James and Perry Johnson. How are they the same? How are they different when it comes to education?
So just to be clear, I have not interviewed the candidates. I pulled what I wrote off of all their very detailed plans and what they've said everywhere. So James is all about, you know, his number one goal, his number one thing he's going to do if he's elected is he's going to opt Michigan into a federal tax credit scholarship program, which has been controversial. But 31 states have already signed on to it. Michigan has not. He also wants to bring back the third grade reading retention law, essentially requiring that students who are not meeting standards at third grade be held back. And then for Perry Johnson, he talks a lot about returning to the basics, returning to the academic fundamentals. And, you know, he wants to expand school choice, and he also wants to make sure that students are prepared for post-secondary life.
What about on the Democratic side, Jocelyn Benson and Chris Swanson?
Sure. So Jocelyn Benson has a pretty detailed plan where she wants to focus on, you know, making sure every child has quality education, addressing issues related to recruiting and keeping teachers in the job, you know, expanding preschool, and equitably funding Michigan schools. And as for Chris Swanson, he has some similar ideas in that, you know, he wants to expand preschool. He wants to ensure that that Michigan students continue to receive free school meals, regardless of income. And one thing that I don't think the other candidates have talked about is he wants to make sure that the state school aid fund is used only for K-12 schools rather than what it has been used for over a number of years. They've been directing some of that money to higher education.
A lot of people look at Mississippi and they talk about the Mississippi miracle, the Mississippi model of education. Is that something that these gubernatorial candidates are looking at as well?
I've heard, you know, some of them say we need to look at what Mississippi has done. I've also heard Chris Swanson, who says, like, we don't need the Mississippi miracle. Like, we need the Michigan miracle. We need to do what is best for Michigan. I think that there are elements of what Mississippi has done, including its investment in literacy, that a lot of the candidates have talked about, not necessarily tying it to the Mississippi miracle. You know, they do have a third grade retention policy in Mississippi, and they've been consistent with it. Michigan had this policy and then rescinded it back in, I believe, 2023 or 2024.
Any particular comments stand out to you or surprise you when it came to analyzing the various candidates' stances on education?
I think nothing in particular stands out for me. I do think that a lot of their plans, a lot of their ideas are pretty broad. There's not a lot of specifics about exactly how they would accomplish what they're planning to. You know, some of them do, like, you know, John James is going to get sign Michigan into the federal tax credit scholarship program, but a lot of it is not very specific. And I also noticed that some of their ideas kind of replicate things that Michigan is either already doing or is moving toward, like, you know, making sure that teachers are trained in the science of reading, which is a well-known, you know, body of knowledge about how students need to learn to read, and it's based in phonics. So I think that's the main takeaway that I have from looking at the, you know, sort of digging deep into their plans.
Yeah. Interesting. People can read this, by the way, on Chalkbeat. Is this on online? What's the website?
Sure. It is chalkbeat.org/Detroit.
Okay. We will check it out. Lori, good talking to you again. Appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet. Bye-bye.